理课堂听 class.com。
Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Learn about a female executive in the world of men's sports here on Advanced. Hello, everyone. This is Bill Quinn, your host for Advanced Magazine, and welcome. It's now the month of August, and it's hot in the middle of baseball season, and we've got an article about baseball. If you look in your Advanced Magazine on page 12, we've got a people article, and we're talking about Kim Ong, who is a Chinese-American woman who is really a rarity in the world of sports. She's an executive for the baseball Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And what makes her so rare and special is that she is a female, which is extremely rare in the world of sports, and especially in baseball. Well, here to discuss this with me today, I've got three other panelists in the studio. And first, I want to introduce Billy from Let's Talk in English. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Bill. Hi, everyone. I'm excited to be back and excited to talk about America's pastime, which is now spreading out around the world, baseball.
Well, I know you're a sports fan, Billy, and I know you're a baseball fan. Are you an Atlanta Braves fan?
I'm an Atlanta Braves fan. I remember before 1990, they weren't too good, but now we can be proud of them.
Right. Well, the Braves have had a lot of success over the last 12 or 15 years, so it's been a joy to watch them.
It sure has.
Also joining us here in the studio is Esther. Hello, Esther.
Hi, Bill. It's good to be on the program, and I'm quite excited because I don't think we find very many female executives in the world of sports. So I hope those people out there, if you're a woman and you love sports, you know, this may be your role model.
Well, it is a rarity, as I've mentioned, particularly in men's sports. We will see female executives in female sports,
yes.
For instance, like women's golf or women's tennis or things like that. But for a woman to be an executive in a male-oriented sport is extremely surprising. And also joining us is Ethan. Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Bill. It's good to be here. And I found this article very interesting. We're looking at a person behind the sports, kind of. We're going to be talking about Kim Ong, as you mentioned, and some of what she does, assistant general manager and vice president for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, I've always been a big baseball fan and played baseball for many years. This was really an interesting story for me. I had heard about Kim Ong a few years ago when she was with the New York Yankees. And when I first read about her, I was surprised. I couldn't believe it. I thought, a Chinese-American woman is working in the front office of baseball. Typically, that's an area that's dominated by former players and guys that are chewing tobacco and they've got tar on their cheeks.
Right, and usually you think of it as a cutthroat kind of business. You have to do whatever it takes to get to the top. And so when you see her smile and her picture, you don't think of her as one that could rise to the top, but she has.
Right, it's a completely altering experience as far as, you know, what our perception is, as far as what fits and what doesn't fit.
So I'm sure that's what she hopes will happen because of her position, that, as Esther was talking about, the perspective of women in sports will change.
Well, why don't we move on forward, and you can turn to page 12 in your Advanced magazine, and we'll have our first reading of the day.
Kim Ong, baseball's VP with a difference. This young Chinese-American woman is at the top of her game in Major League Baseball. In the United States, you'll find female senior executives serving in business, industry, finance, and entertainment sectors. One exception is professional sports, which remains mainly a man's world. But that's changing. A key figure making it happen is an attractive young Chinese-American woman, 36-year-old Kim Ong, Vice President and Assistant General Manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Kim is the first and still the only Asian woman to hold an executive position for any major league sports organization in the U.S. She is also one of only two female assistant general managers in the 30 teams that currently make up Major League Baseball.
Well, there's a picture of Kim Ong on page 12, and she certainly looks very different from most baseball players or most baseball executives that I've seen. I grew up a Pittsburgh Pirate fan, so I remember seeing a lot of the old-timers in the front office and around the ballpark. And typically in baseball, for many decades, they would have a lot of Latin American players, players from South America, Latin America, Puerto Rico. And the Asian influence has just begun maybe about 10 or 12 years ago. So we're seeing a huge influx of Asian ball players into Major League Baseball.
I think Major League Baseball, of course, started to recognize the Japanese players and how good they were, and then their eyes moved, you know, along to other places around the world where great players are playing, and they're bringing them over to America.
Well, there's Japanese players and other leagues here in Asia. There's also the Korean Baseball League that has provided several players for the major league teams. And Kim works for the Los Angeles Dodgers now. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, I think they were really the breakthrough team when it came to Asian players. I remember, I believe it was Nomo. That
Hideo Nomo.
Hideo Nomo was their pitcher back in, I believe that was the late 80s or something.
Right,
like
he
that.
Pitched with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he had a strange kind of twisting motion. His arm came way over his head, but he pitched mm-hmm. well, had a great fastball. I think now he might pitch with the Texas Rangers.
Right. So the Los Angeles Dodgers have really been on the cutting edge as far as introducing Asian players to Major League Baseball.
Well, and we'll talk a little more tomorrow as well about some of the players that Kim Ong has helped to bring into the organization. She's brought several from Japan and other places around Asia as well. So she is using some of her Asian connection probably to help bring these players into the Dodgers organization.
Well, we see right in the caption below that picture of Kim Ong that this young Chinese-American woman is at the top of her game. And Esther, what does top of her game mean?
If someone is at the top of one's game, it means that they're at the best, or they're working and competing to the best of their ability. So we can also talk about this in business. They're at the top of their league, top of their game. And here, the game is sort of like a play on words, a pun. The game is baseball. And just one thing I want to point out is that we say Chinese-American, and Chinese is just talking about her ethnicity. You would say Indo-American, African-American. These are different ways you can talk about different people with different ethnicities who live in America.
Right. I'm wondering, was she born in the United States? Typically, that might be a term we would use for like Asian-American or mm-hmm. Chinese-American. Or often you will hear the term American-born Chinese
right.
or Canadian-born Chinese.
Well, but I think the important thing to remember is that she's been able to use her experiences
yes.
and where she's grown up and her family ties to in her business to go back to Asia and recruit players.
Right. And so she's at the top of her game in Major League Baseball.
Well, Major League Baseball, professional sports in the United States and Canada and in the West have different organizational titles. And Major League Baseball is the name of the professional league for the baseball organization.
Major League Baseball in the United States, of course, is what we might see on TV here in Asia or around the world. But there also are several levels below Major League Baseball. We call that the minor leagues, and it consists of the next level down is Triple A baseball. Then there's Double A and Single A. And these are minor league teams that are located in smaller cities. And I'm wondering, Billy, have you ever had a chance to go to a minor league baseball game?
I actually don't believe I have, Bill, but I mean, a lot of people do enjoy their minor league teams that are in their small cities, but the play is not nearly as good.
One of the things that's interesting is that these minor league teams will be kind of a place where they have players will go and play for a while before they move into the major league playing arena. And so we will see that some of the players that Kim Ang has helped to bring over have gone into first the minor leagues and have worked their way up into the major leagues.
I think there's a minor league team in Vancouver, isn't there, Esther?
I actually don't know. Do we have one, Ethan?
Yes, we do. I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but yeah. I believe we do have one. Baseball is very popular in Vancouver. We are very near Seattle, so many Vancouver people are Seattle Mariners fans.
I have a real short, interesting story about minor league baseball, and it's in small towns. I went to a game in Greenville, South Carolina, which is a smaller city, and they had a double-A baseball team there. Well, the reason I went to the game was because they were hosting Birmingham. And starring for Birmingham at that time was Michael Jordan. And this was when he had retired from basketball and was playing minor league baseball. And so it was really quite a treat to go to a minor league baseball team and see Michael Jordan play.
An interesting thing in talking about these minor leagues is that even in the arena of minor leagues, we'll see that many of the executives and the people in the positions of power, the general managers, the people in high-rank positions, are all male. It's very male-dominated still, and we see that Kim Ang has broken through that in the Dodgers organization, and other females are probably going to start breaking through in other areas as well.
Right, and she's sort of the first one because it says here that you find many female senior executives in business, industry, finance, and entertainment sectors, but not really in professional sports, which really mainly remain a man's world.
That's right. As we learned, there's only two female assistant general managers in the major leagues out of 30 teams. And, you know, I think that's probably happened because it takes time. So long ago, it was mostly a male-dominated sport, as we know, and males were the ones that seemed to kind of know more. But as females are getting more and more inclined to participate and want to know more, then they're getting more involved.
Right. It says in line 10 that's changing. And, of course, a key figure making that happen is Kim Ang. I don't think I see attractive, the word in line 11. I don't really know if that's necessarily important to her credentials. I think what's more important is her intellect.
Well, it is very important that you have a very sharp intellect, that you are very smart and able to handle these situations. She's involved in dealing with millions of dollars, so she really has to know her stuff. But at the same time, too, a lot of these high-ranking officials have to do press conferences and appear before the public, and so being attractive probably doesn't hurt either.
Well, and this job is a lot about making relationships and building relationships between players or other teams, scouts, other general managers. And it seems like with her smile and her confidence, she does a good job at that.
Well, you're right, Billy. Smile and that confidence. And I see that she is now in the position of vice president and assistant general manager, and that's in line 13. An assistant general manager, Esther, what's our definition for that?
He or she, this person, is the highest ranking person in a particular area of an organization who controls operations, especially resources and expenses. So it's almost very close to your CEO, a general manager, and she's the assistant general manager. So that's a very high position.
Very often in these sports organizations, you will have the owner, but the owner doesn't want to be involved with all the little nitty-gritty signing of contracts, all the little details, and so they will hire someone to be the general manager. And then under the general manager are one or two or even three assistant general managers who will help the general manager in doing contract deals and other managing aspects of the baseball team.
Right, and sometimes there are times when the owner is involved, and that's a bad thing because they don't know their stuff. So they're hiring these general managers to do what they were trained to do, which is make good baseball decisions.
We've talked about baseball here during a couple of our breaks, and for instance, Kim Ang was with the New York Yankees a few years ago. The general manager of the New York Yankees is a guy named Brian Cashman, and just to give you an idea of his responsibility, their payroll is $200 million. And so this is baseball and this is sports, but the overriding theme is this is a business. We're talking $200 million, not just a couple of baseball bats and some balls laying around and guys taking batting practice. So there's a lot of responsibility. Part of that responsibility has to do with the hiring and firing of managers and players and trades and things like that. And we're going to learn a little bit more about that, of what Kim does with her job, in our second reading.
Behind the scenes. Kim's name is rarely, if ever, seen in the sports pages. Just the same, when there are headline-making acquisitions, such as one involving a relief pitcher for a reported $19 million two-year contract, Kim was very much involved in the negotiations. These days, Major League Baseball seems more like a business than a sport. Yet when it comes to corporate structure, the Dodgers baseball department defies normal comparisons. Kim's official responsibilities include what is called roster maintenance, along with arbitration, trade, and contract negotiations. "I'm involved with everything that has to do with baseball operations," she says simply. That means bringing in talent up from the minor leagues, trading for new players from other teams, signing free agents, and negotiating contracts for most of our major league players. "It's my job to know what's happening," she says. "I go out to the farm clubs, I watch games, I talk to coaches about how players are developing and what they need to work on." Without hesitation, she says, "This is not like any other business."
Behind the scenes, and this just means the people who you don't see at the forefront of something. So you don't actually, you probably won't see her in a game making many decisions, but she works behind the scenes.
You'll often hear behind the scenes used, whether it's in sports or business, or I'm thinking even of like a theater production. You might see the two main actors or actresses on stage, but then you've got 15 or 20 people running around, moving props and things like that around.
That's right, and we see in the first sentence under this, Kim's name is rarely, if ever, seen in the sports pages, and this is because she works behind the scenes. She is responsible for bringing the players in, but then the players are the ones who are always talked about in the sports pages.
Right. There's an old saying as far as in sports, whether it's the referee or the umpire, if they become invisible, then they're doing a good job. If you don't hear their name, then they must be doing a good job. Same thing for a baseball executive. Usually if you don't hear their name, then they're probably doing a good job. If you hear their name, they're probably caught up in some controversy or problem. We move on then to line 23. And just the same, when there are headline-making acquisitions. And Billy, what's an acquisition?
Well, acquisition obviously comes from the word to acquire. And if you obtain or gain something new, and here we're talking about new baseball players, then that's what an acquisition is. And she is involved in making acquisitions of new baseball players, and that's exciting for the people who follow the team.
So we're going to be adding some new players, maybe some new stars to the team to help make them better. And we talk about such as one involving a relief pitcher.
In baseball, you have your probably your main pitcher or a couple main pitchers that you would have, and then you have pitchers who can come in and back up those pitchers. Probably partway through the game, you'll pull your main pitcher out of the game and put someone in, and that person you're putting in is called a relief pitcher.
To me, this looked like something that might be considered a free agent signing. Sometimes we'll see that in sports or in an article in sports. A free agent signing is when one player has been in the major leagues for maybe 5 years or 7 years. Their contract expires with one team, and then you'll have several teams bidding on that player.
And those teams can bid because the player is a free agent. If the player was not a free agent, other teams could not bid on that person's services. They'd have to trade for that player.
And usually free agent makes big money. $19 million, that's about your contract, isn't it, Billy?
Well, I make a little bit more than that, Bill. But
we wish. Just
well,
kidding.
One thing to point out, though, is that relief pitchers more and more are getting paid more and more now. Mm-hmm. Before, they weren't as valuable. But now teams really consider them very valuable, and they're paying them exorbitant amounts of money.
That's right. And we see he's getting paid for 2 years, he's getting $19 million. And if you go into the next column, we see that baseball is seeming more and more like a business than a sport. And I would say if you're getting paid $19 million, that's a lot of money changing hands. That's probably more business-oriented.
And with so much money changing hands, it's important to have somebody like Kim Ong in a position of responsibility. What are her responsibilities, Esther?
Well, she has a lot of responsibilities, but her official responsibilities include roster maintenance, arbitration, and trade and contract negotiations.
Well, we've got a couple of vocabulary words there. Roster is the first one.
Well, roster refers to your list of players probably who are going to be playing in a game. So all of the different players and the positions and what they will be doing in that game, that is called your roster. So she is in charge of making sure that the right players are on the right roster at the right time.
And one way we fill up that roster is through contract negotiations or arbitration.
And trade arbitration, though, happens when a player and the general manager, or possibly Kim Ong, the assistant general manager, disagree over a salary, and so they need to find a middleman or woman, usually a judge, who will decide what the player's salary should be.
Right. I think there's actually a list of official arbitrators who are assigned to the league.
That's true, but we use this term even in everyday terms. We can have someone arbitrate a discussion. If Bill and I don't agree about something, maybe Bill could act as an arbitrator between us. We could go and say, we have this disagreement. Can you help us work it out? You would then be an arbitrator.
And right, the two parties then also agree to abide by whatever decision the arbitrator makes.
Now, I had a question here, Billy. What's the difference between arbitration and contract negotiation? Because it sounds similar.
That's a great question, Ethan. The difference would be that in contract negotiations, possibly Kim Ong, the assistant general manager, will directly with the player or the player's agent negotiate a new contract. They will eventually agree without using an arbitrator. But if they don't agree, they need to go into arbitration and find an arbitrator to help them come to a consensus.
Hmm. And then we see in line 10, she has to bring up talent from the minor leagues. And minor leagues.
Minor leagues, Bill talked about this earlier. And in baseball, we have the major league and the minor league. And the minor league is the association of professional teams that are not in the major leagues. Often they're not as good players and they're often connected or owned by major league teams. And in the minor leagues, people will often develop their baseball skills. And if they're good enough, some major league teams might want to get them on their team.
We also see she's involved in signing free agents. And we talked about a free agent is someone who is not bound to a team by contract anymore. And if you sign someone, it just means you set up a contract so that they will now work for you.
And also minor leagues, what we're talking about, we see in line 16, we can also call these teams farm clubs. Now, Billy, is that where they grow broccoli and carrots?
Well, it's not where they grow broccoli or carrots, but it is where they grow players. Usually you have very young players here, and I do believe they call them farm clubs because they're harvesting new players for their major league team.
Well, we have got a feature to go along with today's reading, so let's move into that, and we'll come back with some final thoughts. Ooh, you missed that call, ump. That guy was safe by a mile.
I don't believe that guy could be so blind. Skip, you could have made that call better than the umpire.
Well, it's a good thing the game is still tied. Hopefully the new relief pitcher can shut down the other team. I think the Dodgers just signed him a couple days ago. He was pitching in the Korean Baseball League.
Oh, yeah. I read about that in the sports page this morning. The Asian scout for the Dodgers called the main office last week, and the next thing you know, the assistant general manager is on a plane to Korea to sign this guy.
Kim Ng, the assistant general manager, is a Chinese-American woman. She was with the Yankees the past 6 years. Then before this season, she joined the Dodgers.
The paper said that she does a lot of traveling all the time, signing players, scouting farm teams, handling arbitration hearings, even evaluating players on the other teams.
Wow, things sure have changed. Before, the only people involved in most baseball organizations were old players or coaches. You know, just a bunch of guys who hung up the spikes for a desk in the front office.
Well, it's a big business now, Skip. Multi-million-dollar contracts, enough legal stuff to spin your head, broadcasting agreements. If you want to be an executive for one of these teams, now you better be an attorney.
And that's how Kim Ng got her start. Right after law school, she started with the Chicago White Sox. She's an attorney, but most importantly, she says she's a baseball fan.
I hope she's made a good decision signing this new relief pitcher from Korea. We need him to strike out some of the batters and help the Dodgers win this game.
Yeah, here we go. Let's go, Dodgers.
Strike them out.
Come on, get them out. Come on, Dodgers. Woo! Esther, would you like to be an executive for a sports team?
Maybe, but if I were one, maybe for NBA, then I could watch Steve Nash from Vancouver play.
Yeah, well, I've always wanted to be an executive of some major league team. I know in the video games they have nowadays, they have a franchise mode. So before you could just play the games, now you can actually control your whole team and make have signings and trades and stuff like that. That's a lot of fun.
It is, and I think if many of the people here in Asia, a lot of the games have started coming out in Chinese or in other languages that they can now also get into managing, playing with the management mode in these different games.
Right. I have seen those video games where you take on the responsibilities of like a general manager. You have to do all of this trading and roster changing and things like that. I've always thought it would be kind of neat to be the coach or the manager. I always see whether it's in baseball, the manager out there arguing with the umpire, or the basketball coach arguing with the referees. I think I would enjoy that.
Well, I think it would be interesting, but as the feature mentioned, it's almost like you have to be an attorney now because there is so much legal information that goes on, so much contract negotiation as we talked. And I think Kim Ong, we're seeing that she is very, very intelligent person. She is able to live up to the requirements of this job.
Well, we've learned a lot of baseball terms today, and we've learned some about Kim Ong. Join us tomorrow here on Advanced, and we will have a little bit more about Kim Ong and learn more about the great job she's doing and more about baseball. So for Advanced, this is Bill.
This is Billy.
Esther.
And Ethan.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.